بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We will read the 16th para, the end of Surah Kahf also. To read Surah Kahf on day of Friday is a very good significance in it. The hadith, one Friday to another Friday, you are protected from so many harms. One should make it a habit of reading Surah Kahf. Then in this surah, there's one incident between Musa alayhi salam and Khizr alayhi salam. People ask Musa alayhi salam, who is the most learned person? And it's obvious he's a Nabi, there's no more learned than him. But he said that I am the learned one. Allah Ta'ala did not like that. Although he was a learned one, a Nabi, Allah Ta'ala not like. From here we come to know that we must never claim anything. Whatever thing you are, no matter what you are, you must not feel pain that you are someone. So he said, I'm a learned one. So Allah Ta'ala showed him that you are not the learned one, to teach a lesson. Not that you are not the learned one, but one should not claim. However, it was going, the story is quite long, but just to make it short, the important points from the story. They will meet Khidr alayhi salam. He said, I want to sit with you and in your company. He says, you don't have the strength, you don't have patience with me. However, it took him, on the first journey it was the three incidents that took place. One is, when he sat in the ship, he was going in the ship, so he damaged the ship a little bit. Musa alayhi salam opposed him. Why did you do this? What will happen? We'll all get drowned now. So he said, I told you, you won't have patience. He didn't answer him anything. However, they continued. The next step was this. That there was a small child, and Khidr alayhi salam killed the child. He got angry again. So on what ground did you kill the child? He told him, I told you, you won't have patience. Why are you asking me? You told me you'll have patience, you don't have urgency. And the third incident was, They were going to a city where they were very hungry and they would ask for food. They didn't give them food at all. So when they didn't give them food at all, there was a wall falling down. So Khidr held the wall to prevent it from falling. Musa was somewhat angry about it. These people not giving us food, everything, at least ask them for the money. You put the thing right, they must give us some money for that. And told him that I told you now it's our time to part now. Your time to part. You go your way, I go my way. But never mind, before you go, I'll give you the reasons why I did this now. He said the first reason was the ship I had to make a hole on it to damage it was because the king of that time was a bad person. If he sees anyone who's got a nice ship or something, he takes it away. And these are poor people. The livelihood is lying on this ship. So I had to damage this when the king sees that he allowed it to move. Otherwise, take it away. So that was the first one. The second one took the child and killed the child. The reason is because this child, when he grows up, he becomes rebellious and become a non-believer. And his mother was all mother and father were believers. They can cause the mother to go against Islam, against the religion. So prevent it from parents from going the wrong road, we have to take it. This is one thing we must understand, that sometimes people begin to think, Allah Ta'ala knows what Allah does. Everything Allah does, there's a reason for it. Sometimes Allah gives a child and 2 days and the child is gone. Allah knows why he's doing that. Many things you like, but Allah says not good for you. وَإِن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٌ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَإِن تُحِبُّ شَيْءٌ وَشَرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time we love something but that is not good for you. And many times we don't like something that is good for you. Now Now this child that Allah Ta'ala sometimes takes away from, the mothers must feel this mother that Allah knows it is amanat and he took it. Why? He knows what's the reason for it. So everything has got its reason. So the third one, he said, the reason was this mother that under this wall lies a lot of treasure and it belongs to two orphans. Had that taken, he brought the wall come down, the others must take the whatever khazana treasure is there, they'll take it away. To prevent that, I made sure that I put the wall straight, that when they grow big, they'll get what is the best. So what we don't know what Allah does, you know. We don't understand Allah's plans, what He does to us. He knows what is good for us, what is best for us. So many a time we should see that things are happening to us, does not make sense to us. We must take it that we don't know about it. Allah knows best, the one that is good for us too. Another ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. This is a very, very dangerous statement. This ayat of the Quran. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Those people who turn away from the remembrance, do not take this ayat to be a small one. It's a very dangerous ayat. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Those who turn away from my remembrance, or from my signs, فَإِنَّ لَوْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. We will give them a life of misery in this world. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, they'll wake up blind. Now this is not something small, it's a very dangerous thing. In this world, we'll give them misery in the sense that we will not take away the rizq. We won't take the sustenance away, we take away two things from them. One is we take away from shukr, and we take away them from sabr. These two things are very great qualities every Muslim have to have in him. Sabr and shukr. If he goes through some difficulties and hardships, he may make sabr. Sabr means not to complain to Allah anything, but not just to complain, only to speak to Allah and no one else. You not speak to Allah, to anyone else besides Allah. Whatever difficulties you're going through, no matter what it is, you may suffer that only speak to Him and no one else. Because He's the only one, and inna Allah ma sabirin, that Allah Ta'ala says, that person may suffer, Allah is with him. So Allah Ta'ala takes away suffer from him, and Allah Ta'ala shukr from him. So whatever wealth Allah gives that person, that wealth is too little for him, and more and more and more and more. So that means I have no peace of mind at all. So that person who got this world, but he got so much of this world, but he forgot the hereafter, what happens to him? He will definitely be drowned in this world. Allah Ta'ala must forbid, Allah protect us from this. So these are the two things. There's so many other things. Ibrahim alayhi salam to speaking to his father, Ya Abati la ta'budi shaitan. He said, even father, why are you following something? Why are you worshipping something that not going to listen to you, cannot hear you, cannot talk to you? He said, do not follow shaitan. Even tried to explain to his father in different ways, but in the end his father did not accept it. And he became his enemy. I'm not going to go into detail what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Just to show you that in Maryam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala, how she came in this world, Allah Ta'ala brought her in this world. Then how Isa alayhi salam, Inni Abdullah, a small baby made him speak, Inni Abdullah. It's a sign to show the people that Inni Abdullah, I am the Nabi of Allah, I am the Banda of Allah, I'm not son of. This is trying to show Allah. Inni Abdullah, I am the Banda of Allah, servant of Allah. To show us this month that, you know, whatever the beliefs of others is completely wrong. And Allah will show in the Quran how Maryam came to this world. Zakariya alayhi salam also in the age of 120, that ayat was also mentioned, it is read tonight. 120 years old, when he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, he said, Ya Allah, I'm gone old now. I want a son who will take my mission, continue with my mission. And he said, Allah Ta'ala, this is my purpose, not for dunya. You must do the akhirah to complete the mission. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm so old, how am I going to get a son to? And then my wife is of that kind, was so weak too. Allah Ta'ala thereafter still gave Yahya alayhi salam. Just to show you this month that they made dua and had trust in Allah Ta'ala. And they should cry in Allah Ta'ala. We are not crying anymore in the time we're making dua to. We're not becoming humble. We're not crying in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah wanted to beg, they should beg the Allah Ta'ala. They should cry so much. So much that we must also learn to cry, and we must also learn to become down to earth. And the more they should cry, they should make dua silently. Silent, no one else can know besides Allah Ta'ala. So these things are qualities which we must have in us. By having these qualities, inshaAllah Ta'ala, you find that Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in them. Allah make amal kum tawfiq nasib. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.